Hey, it's Tim Seymour, portfolio manager of the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS, your ticket to investing in the exciting high-growth cannabis sector. And this is a special edition, a 420 edition, April 20th, big day for the sector and a day to look back on the last 12 months, talk about the investment themes, remind investors how we are investing in the ETF, and really sketch out why this exciting high growth sector is one we believe investors should want exposure to. I'm Tim Seymour. I've been investing in the cannabis sector from the early stages and combine that with my experience as a portfolio manager in emerging markets and one who invests in early stage asset classes. And this is an asset class where we continue to see legislative and bottom-up changes by the day. Let's get into the weekly, and again, a special 420 edition weekly where we'll talk about where the markets are, where they've come from, and we'll remind investors of the things that have gone wrong in the last 12 months, the things that have weighed on investors and, more importantly, stock prices and the outlook. But the setup that we continue to believe is extremely exciting for investors at a time when the country continues to pass cannabis legislation state by state. And despite the frustration in Washington, there's some expectation that the federal government can't sit on the sidelines much longer. Let's talk about price action real quick, both in the short term and then on the year to date and even looking back. Cannabis markets down 8 to 14% in the last calendar 5 days of the MSO land, pretty tightly dispersed, down 9 for Curaleaf, down 9.5 for GTI, down 12.5 for Trulieve, et cetera. If you look at the Canadians, Canopy Growth down 10, Tilray down 11. But if you look at the story year to date, this is where cannabis markets, again, over the last few weeks have been grinding lower, lower with global markets that had a nice rally throughout March. But as April took hold, we started to see the new quarter push fresh selling. And cannabis markets, as we always talk about on this weekly, are going to be held hostage to investment trends and risk appetite in the broader markets. And as we've seen broader markets tick lower, cannabis markets have also found fresh year-to-date lows. Those numbers, again, down 31% on Curaleaf, down 27% on GTI, down 33% on Trulieve, down 31% north of the border on Canopy Growth, Tilray down 18. Some positive price action in some of the ancillary plays, some of the debt plays. Weedmaps, which had a very difficult fourth quarter, up about 12% this year on the back of some decent numbers, a decent-sized position in our portfolio. Some of the debt holdings, the REITs, the AFC Gammas, the Chicago Atlantics, the Silver Spikes. These are ways investors are getting exposure to cannabis through companies that are lending into the credit markets and actually providing very interesting return profiles for investors that are looking for more debt-like returns. So markets setting and grinding lower as we get into this important 420 holiday. So let's remind investors what we believe is priced into the market and talk about what hasn't worked. And then let's look at what we really do think we should be optimistic about over the next 12 months. So on a look back, and certainly over the third and fourth quarters of 2021, the themes around the market with price deflation, falling wholesale prices, concern about illicit markets also putting pressure on prices, concern around a number of important East Coast markets that have been slow to actually bring their adult market sales online, specifically New Jersey, looking to New York. So there's a lot of negative when you add that to what had been an extraordinary 18-month period around COVID for consumption comps and a bit of a pull forward and a consumer that had very little to be distracted on from their cannabis purchases. There was not a lot going on. Cannabis purchases certainly benefited. So difficult comps. Now, the question really is, what's priced in? And then as you look to the macro and the expectations out of DC and federal legislation and safe banking and things that will unlock a lot of value for the sector, the question really has to be asked, where are we now in terms of expectations? Because a year ago, the expectations were extremely high. And I would argue that at 420 in 2021, the market was expecting something out of Chuck Schumer and the Democrat-controlled Senate that was going to quickly change the federal landscape. That has not happened. And I think the lack of something happening there has been as negative as any part of the story over the last 12 months, rather than the high expectations that we went into 420 last year. So where are we 420 this year? And what I would say is, after five more states came online in 2021, we're now at 19 states plus D.C. with adult markets, and more states coming online. There's going to be state legislature that will probably follow through in Rhode Island, possibly New Hampshire. There will be ballots in Maryland, Ohio, Missouri, Oklahoma. So you have a very large addressable market that continues to come online, and we think that that will happen regardless. And that's part of the exciting story. Cannabis addressable markets in just the legal markets, leaving aside the very strong illicit markets, were about $25 billion last year. They're expected to double to $50 billion by 2026, and the East Coast will probably be $11 or $12 billion of that addressable market and growing faster even than the West Coast. This is to be excited about. The adult use transitions that are going to continue on the horizon on the East Coast are also things to be excited about. The COVID comps that we just talked about that were so friendly for the sector are actually starting to lap. So if you look at the sequential growth that really started to slow dramatically in 3 and 4Q from very high rates, and even though the year-over-year rates for 2021 looked very strong, anywhere from 50 to 70%, by the fourth quarter, we were growing 2 or 3%. And as we look to the first quarter, and we're going to be getting first quarter numbers coming out of the big MSOs in just a couple more weeks, you're going to see trends that are probably about the same. But as we look to the second half of the year, there is an expectation that the sequential growth will continue. There are a lot of projects coming online. Maybe that puts a little bit more pressure on prices, but largely I think what this does is it means that you have a group of companies that are growing sales, and their top lines will be growing at least in the mid-teens to maybe even the mid-20s as we get into the third quarter and probably higher into the fourth quarter. We don't believe that this is priced in, especially into the major MSOs. The margin profile of the companies also, I think the declining gross margins and EBITDA margins of the last couple quarters are things that have been imputed out now over the next few quarters. In the short term, companies that are operating in limited license markets, I believe, are going to continue to have very strong margins. And I think they have a couple year runway in a New Jersey where you're going to see excellent margins for the seven ATCs that come online and have a dominant position in that market. I think you're going to see something similar in New York, something similar in Connecticut. I think we're starting to see margins improve a bit in Pennsylvania. We're not going to tell you that margin pressure in cannabis at some point will not continue, but that ultimately our view is that this is a sector that's going to be growing well above traditional CPG and going to have margins that are going to also be well above traditional CPG. And remember, the brands that everybody talks about that are going to take hold and be the dominant players, and but more importantly, the way that companies are going to be more insulated from margin degradation are companies we really don't even know yet. So as we summarize the themes here and we look to the second half of the year, reset on expectations, reset on pricing, valuations that look very cheap relative to other high growth sectors. In fact, probably in the bottom third relative to the growth. So an extraordinary growth to outlook for cannabis sector. We still think that global markets are going to be challenging for cannabis companies, but we think the second half of the year provides a backdrop where bottom up within cannabis could actually be a pretty exciting place. And this does not require any federal follow-through or SAFE banking, and expectations are very low that anything will happen in 2022, but that's only a tailwind. And the technical flow of money that would come into the sector, but also the ability to bank it, the ability to custodize, would mean many more institutions that even can be in the sector right now would actually come on back in. So as we look to 420 and we talk about the industry today, we have to be excited about where the trends are, the sophistication, the execution of the major operators, and where we believe the industry is going to continue to grow across the country. We are frustrated by the price action. We're frustrated by the lack lack of progress in D.C., but as we've said many times at CNBS, we're not investing based upon our expectation of the federal government lifting anything tomorrow. We're long-term investors. We're diversified investors across the space, and we expect that long-term returns over the next 5 to 10 years in cannabis should outpace significantly what you're going to see in traditional CPG, because we're still in the very early innings of this sector evolution. So I'm going to leave you there. Happy 420 Day. I'm Tim Seymour, Portfolio Manager of CNBS. Have a great day.